interrupting with some breaking news. A political newcomer has pulled off a huge upset in New York's 14th District Democratic primary. The Associated Press reports that first-time candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has beaten Democratic incumbent Joe Crowley.
Yes, that was coverage of the shock upset, as you heard, in the Democratic primary, covering the sort of Bronx and Queens area of New York. So for Neutral Corner, we'll be looking at the coverage given to it first by MSNBC, a more sort of left liberal station, and then from Fox News. Although, oddly enough, the coverage of by both organizations wasn't actually that different, which I think shows that they're actually quite alike when it comes to a sort of left-wing challenge to the status quo.
But we want to begin with some breaking political news on this Tuesday primary night. It is easily the most shocking result of this political season thus far. Veteran New York City Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley has gone down to primary defeat tonight at the hands of a hard-left 28-year-old opponent named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is her first campaign of any kind for political office. Crowley has been in Congress representing parts of Queens and the Bronx coming up on 20 years, and here's the important part. He's number 4 on the Democratic leadership chart. Crowley had aspirations to someday be Speaker of the House, and after he sent a stand-in to represent him at a recent debate, the New York Times editorial board wrote, "If you want to be Speaker, don't take voters for granted." Crowley's defeat will inevitably be compared to that of Eric Cantor, formerly of the GOP leadership. He, too, did not tend to a political brush fire back home in his district. He is now a private citizen, which is apparently what Congressman Joe Crowley will become in January. Again, easily the biggest story to emerge from this primary night for more. We have our national political correspondent, Steve Kornacki, at the big board. And with us from Utah, NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt, who traveled west to cover the Mitt Romney race. Steve, we'll begin here in the studio with you. Just to underscore this, Crowley's job for the Democratic caucus in the House was the head of messaging. So much for that, I guess.
Hard left, a Democratic socialist.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know, but a hard really left a over there if they, you know, sent them into a gulag. Haha, actually funny.
Quality reference. Yeah. But yeah, just the way they're presenting it, like this sort of, oh, he's got this outside, very left-wing candidate. And comparing it, you heard a comparison to Cantor. He was the guy who lost his seat to a sort of Tea Partier when he was, I think, he had some important role within the House Republicans. So they are trying to frame it again as this sort of like extremist movement, which I guess you could say in that it's to the left of what's generally been acceptable in the party. But you can definitely see how they're framing it as a sort of a threat to the status quo. And oddly enough, that this coverage was broadly repeated on what's seen usually as MSNBC's sort of ideological rival, Fox News.
This is a Fox News alert, a major upset in New York. The chair of the House Democratic Caucus, he's the number 4 in the House, Congressman Joe Crowley, losing by what appears to be a pretty wide margin tonight to a 28-year-old Bernie Sanders organizer who was endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America. Vogue has this to say about her. 28-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might just be the future of the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the National Republican Congressional Committee says tonight, House Democrats hoping for a post-Pelosi era are now left leaderless. The only person happier tonight than Nancy Pelosi is the NRCC. Well, let's bring in former pollster and advisor to President Clinton, Mark Penn, and contributing editor at The Daily Caller, Derek Hunter. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Mark, I will start with you. I mean, this is a young woman who, there's a tweet out there tonight of her showing her a year ago, tending bar, kind of a political unknown. And now here she is. She's been a Bernie Sanders supporter. She's for universal health care, federal jobs for everyone, all kinds of pretty far left ideas. And she has upended the number 4 Democrat in the House.
Just where is their political scale? What?
Well, it's, you know, to the right of New Zealand's. Well, that's the thing everyone knows.
The panel, I don't know, I feel like they probably should have had someone from...
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it, that they have, that their representative of the left is still a sort of former Clinton aide. And that is, I guess, the sort of left-right that they, you know, portray to you as that's all that's sort of acceptable, and anything outside of that is, ooh, dangerous and far left or hard left. I also liked how...
Reds under the bed, eh? Commies coming back.
Classic reference. I liked how they said, you know, Vogue says she's the future of the Democratic Party, and isn't Vogue like a fashion magazine.
Mm-hmm. Although Teen Vogue, I think, is quite political.
Right, but it's still like a lifestyle magazine.
In quite a
magazine.
Good way. But yeah.
It just, I just had the idea of Fox getting their sort of political analysis from Vogue.